Jeanette Glanchemaw speaking. Linda, pretty Linda, how's my baby sis? I wondered. I was doing dream monitor travel with my Mytilene stalagmite. Mytilene stalagmite, Linner, that's a cave island crone crystal from the Aegean island. Well, I know you're hooked on potions, Linda, but I'm really sure, as I live and breathe, that the rock, I mean, that's what they are, Linny. Cave rock, what could be more out of sight sacred? The rock is the key, I'm sure, stone sure. Well, anyway, let's not argue about magic. I'm your big sister, but you've been practicing longer, so we're even. Okay? Yeah, I'm still smoking. Can you hear it? Are you? You started again. Me too. Cloves. Only cloves. Try cloves. It keeps it down to a minimum. Pack a day. So, you're in trouble. I heard it in the Mytilene stalagmite vibration. Some male being is making you jealous, but I don't see it as necessary. He'll always come back to you. So who is it? Ezekiel? My adored nephew? Where is he? New York? How's he coming here? Who bought him a ticket? Oh, he's hitching. Oh, I should have known that. That's what happened when you raise a child on the road, Linda. As soon as they're tall enough, they show you the soft side of their thumb and leave you by the curb. That's your karma with Ezekiel, Linda. Why are you getting angry? No, it wasn't all Bruce's fault. You can't blame everything on Bruce. You brought some heavy jive on yourself, speeding and snorting for most of the 80s with that poor kid in your knapsack. Of course I'll put him up here. He can stay as long as he likes. I'm his Auntie Jeanette, remember? Sheba! Sheba, down! Down! Come here, come on. Sit in my lap, come on. I'm the one who supported him half the time. It's about time he came to visit. Linda? Linda Carey Glanchemaw Fry, don't be angry with me. Breathe. Oh, now you're getting just like your nasty old self. Yes, 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 I was turning tricks, as you like to say. Well, at least I was supporting myself and I didn't drag a child into my screwed up existence. Why are you attacking me like this? I'm going to have to meditate for hours to deprogram your bad energy. You bitch. What? You're making me smoke more, too. Oh, spirit, guide us out of our insanity. It's just like back in Ketchikan, huh? Shrieking at each other out on the ice slabs. Let's both put out our cigarettes at once. I know you are. I'm worried about him, too. We'll both send guides to help him in his journey across this goddamn country. Well, you may want to control him and make him come back, but he ain't going to come back just yet, Linner. You know that. Magic can't help you go against nature. He's in love with two girls. So is every man. It just means he's becoming a man, Linda. Believe me, I know men. Us? No, not really. No one. How about you? No? Well, I'm seeing someone. Well, it's somebody I knew. It's an old client, but it was sort of more than that. No, I'm not. No, he's just, we had a sort of a thing. I mean, we went on vacations together, and in a weird way, he was part of the transition of me getting out of the life. He gave me a lot of money. He's very, no, I didn't. I keep telling you. No, we just talked, and I just meditated. It was very, I let him buy me a meal, of course, yes. But, you know, it was from the seaweed pagoda. Macrobiotic they deliver only in New York. Of course he's married. Of course he's a Republican. They all are. Linda, don't exasperate me. Spirit doesn't recognize political parties. Linda Carey Glanchemaw Fry, Nazis and Republicans are not the same. No, I forgot to. I was teaching an all-day internal radiance seminar, and by the time I got out, the polls were closed. I know, it's terrible. I can't believe it. Besides, anyway, getting back to Paul, I think he's undergoing some kind of transformation. I know. No, I won't. I will. I won't. I will. I will. Don't worry. I'm not going to go back to the life, okay? No matter what. Even though it's hard to adjust to the cut in pay. What? Now you know what it's like to work for a living? That's just ignorance. Do you think being the perfect date and sucking the perfect cock for America's frustrated corporate male elite was not working for a goddamn living? Then I'd like to know what is. Okay, let's not get heavy again. Let's both put out our cigarettes again. Hey, Linda. Hey, baby sis. I love you too. I'll send spirit to Ezekiel. Don't fear. Okay? Bye-bye. Bye now. Shit! Paul's coming in half an hour and I still haven't meditated.
Hey, Red Boy! What are you doing? You know you're on the Pine Ridge Race?
You're on the Pine Ridge Race, boy! What are you doing on the Pine Ridge Race?
Hey, Luther, open up another bottle of wine.
Just hitching, dude. Just trying to get across. Just trying to get across.
You know how big the Pine Ridge Race is? You know how many Indians died, froze to death out here?
A lot, I would wager.
Damn! You know how many men, women, and children froze to death here on Pine Ridge Ranch? You can't get across?
You're shivering.
You can't get across? You're gonna freeze to death. You're gonna freeze to death.
Woo-wee!
Get in. We're saving your life. Get in.
Okay. Much gratitude extended, dude.
Woo-wee! Drive, Lamont!
Woo-wee! Woo-wee!
Give him some wine.
Much appreciated, dude. But I only do psychoactives.
I'm sure you're familiar with those. Rain dances and vision quests. What the fuck is your problem? You're not American. You're not ready to die for your country. Drink some wine. Don't you want to drink our wine? Throw him out. Throw him out of the car. Cut his balls off first. He's not going to need them. He's going to freeze to death anyhow.
Seeing that it's a special occasion and I'm at your res and it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, I was thinking I'd most appreciate some wine. In fact, I'll get as drunk as you are, as fast as I can.
Woo-wee! Woo! Fuck it! God bless America! We're out of this wine! Open another bottle, Lamont! Wait! Oh, fuck, Luther! You're throwing up! Let's pull over! Luther! Luther! Throw up outside! Throw up outside! I'm poisoning myself! I'm poisoning myself! Oh! Look at the moon over the ridge. Clouds are moving her sideways. Ah. It's a good night to die. Keep driving, Lamont.
Oh, 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 oh!
There are big reasons why I don't, okay? That's all you need to know. Just trust me and quit bugging me. There are big gosh darn reasons why I don't. Marie, I didn't call you to talk to you about this. Why are you always a bully? Like this. No, I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and say your dad and I missed you and... No, he's gone back for another business trip. Yo-ho-ho, on top of everything else. Well, what can I do, Sheila Marie? Your pops is not doing too swell. Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just throwing out the leftovers right now. I love the new garbage disposal. That old one nearly drove me out of my mind. Did I mention to you I'd ordered this new kind from a home shopping network? Well, it sounded fantastic, and Paul, I mean your father, he said, well, you can't tell about a product on television, and I said, well, you're one to talk, mister, with all your marketing for the new millennium, international business seminars that you're always flying off to at the drop of a hat, and no, honey, I'm not complaining to you about our relationship. No, did I sound like I was doing that? No, I'm telling you about my new garbage disposal, because I looked at it, and I thought, now that looks fantastic. So I called and I ordered it, and the fella came, and he was just the nicest, kindest young man. Well, not that young, you know. Maybe he was in his late 30s, maybe early 40s, I don't know, but he was so clean-cut and polite, and he had such a nice, nice way. He was very strong and fit. You know, it's probably hard work installing garbage disposals all day. I mean, you have to get way under the sink. He was practically laying down on my kitchen floor, hon. I'm glad I asked Beverly to wax linoleum the day before, and then he had to go around and go outside the house. It was a hard job. Well, I'm telling you because I'm so happy, honey. I was right. It's a fantastic garbage disposal. I can put anything down it. I'm putting the leftovers right now, the stuffing, the cranberries, I bought too many, the turkey. Oh, I was going to, Sheila, but I couldn't stand the mess after Paul... I mean, your dad drove to the airport this morning. I had called the men's shelter in Arlington, and they said drive it in the next day because they still had plenty from Thanksgiving. So many donations come at this time, and I just couldn't wait, Sheila. But I do listen to you. I'm doing the recycling much better than I used to. I told Beverly, clean out those dog food cans. Those go in the recycling. We all have to do our part. You know, I thought about what you said, and I thought, you know, she's right. Your father may not agree with you, but on this point I do. I don't care for all the fuss that you made that summer. Well, whether you agreed with the timber company or not, Sheila Marie, a young lady does not go and chain herself to a tree that way. 34 is still a young lady. Well, okay, Miss Smarty Pants, an old lady then. I don't care. A lady doesn't do that. I'm just so grateful no one did anything to you. Those loggers could have raped you. That is not crazy. Look at what happened to that other girl. Exploded by a terrorist bomb. Sheila, let's not talk. What? I can't hear you. I'm grinding the turkey. What? Oh, the Federal Bureau of Investigation did not kill that sad girl. Her own madness did. No, I'm not saying you're mad. Oh, oh. Nothing's finished. It's your father and you. Can't anyone be nice to poor Polly? Polly, what a cracker. Polly, what a cracker. I was trying to tell you I've been following your recycling. No, okay, Sugar Dumpling. No, I'm okay. Polly's okay. Yeah, no, she's a perky parrot. Hear that? That's a sweet potato pie. Oh, Mrs. Lowers made it. Yeah, Beverly Fanny? Hear it to disposal? Did you eat turkey on Thanksgiving, Sheila? You're joshing me. A whole tofu turkey? Now, was it a casserole or? Well, how about that? Well, isn't that fantastic? Well, you'll have to teach me sometime. Send me the recipe. That must have been the side. Hear that? There's the corn pudding. Hee Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Sheila Marie. Mom dropped her wedding ring down the disposal. What should I do? Oh, sweet heaven, your dad. Oh, no. Oh, no. What should I do? I have to get off. I'll call the fire department. Who should I call? You're right. The garbage disposal man. He's so nice. He'll know how to get it. Oh, goodness. I kept his number, too. He was so nice. He said, if you have any problems, and this is a problem. This is a real Lulu. I'm falling apart here. Oh, no. Polly, what a cracker. Hee-hee. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay, Sugar Dumpling. Mom's got to go. Look, I will call you as soon as I get the ring back, okay? All right, if you talk to your brother, now don't tell him what's happened. Well, I know you and Derek never speak to one another, but in case you do, don't tell him. All right. Bye-bye, Angel. Bye-bye. Oh, by the grace of God. Shit!
I don't care if it's raining, Terry, you soggy-ass temp. I gotta stay out and earn something for myself. Okay? Do you mind? I got to. Go back. Go away, then. Don't do your job. You never do. Don't punch me or I won't do the laundry tomorrow. Lazy ass. Retarded ass. Go. All right? Just go. I can't make any money with you standing here, Terry. Either go stand down the block or go back to the apartment like you want to. Bye. Oh, what are you looking at? Fuck you. Oh, shit. Here come the Wonder Bread. Hey, Wonder Bread people. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get the fuck up in the morning. Fuck you, Wonder Bread people. Why ain't you inside your ugly ass condos? Fuck you with your baby ass umbrellas and your flashlights and your this block belongs to us. This block belongs to my pussy people. That's right. It's a free country. Why can't I sell what's mine? Walk away. Walk away, Wonder Bread. Don't come back now, hear? Oh. Get a ride, I gotta get a ride. Hey. Hey, baby. Hey. Oh, no. Not you. Go away. Go away before I get my man and his boys to rip your throat out for what you did to my homegirl. I know who you are. Keep on driving. You want me to call him? He's right down there. Drive. Go. Fuck. I gotta get a ride before he comes back. Shit. I gotta get a pickup. Oh no, here come the Wonder Breads. Hey! You gonna arrest me with your civilian ass patrol flashlights? Uh-huh. Try to catch me. I'm hoeing in the rain. Just ho ho hoeing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. Oh, try to catch me. Tree! Tree! Save me! I'm a citizen too, and I'm a holder of this tree! Tree is my witness! Try to get me off! Try! I'm strong, baby asses! I grew up getting beat! Ask your friends the police! Hey, ask Officer Mancuso! He knows I got muscle! Sorry, bitch! But you asked for it in that pink-ass raincoat! I hate pink. I can't stand the color pink. Oh, tie me up then. Ho ho. You gonna tie me to this tree? Okay. Okay. Just she's my friend. That's okay. Ooh. You king of, you want the red. You are kinky. Kink costs extra, baby asses. Is your dick hard yet, Mr. Save Our Neighborhood? It's so little I can't see. Yeah, smack me. Good. I'll tell the sergeant you go to jail for assault, motherfucker. This is illegal, people. This is illegal. Come back. Tree, I can't get loose. Tree, they tied me to you. Oh. It's raining, it's warming. The old man is snoring. Tree, Bushy is cold. Bushy needs something, you know? Just a little bit. You're losing your leaves now, baby. Look at that shit blow. It's pretty, though. It sizzles, don't it? Not like a fry sizzle. More like a whisper sizzle. If I need some, I need some snap, crackle, pop. Oh, here come the cops. Hey, Officer Mancuso. How you doing? It's me. It's Bushy. They got me tied to this tree.
Yeah, you could untie me, but I won't let go. Aha, aha, try to get me off. Aha, aha. No, don't. You're hurting the tree. Wait, you're hurting it. Don't. Stop. Please. I let go. See? You fucked up the tree. You fucked it up. That's right. Cuff me. Smack me. Tree, you'll be okay. We'll see you next time, all right? Tree, get better. Bushy love you. Bushy love you. All right, I'm getting in.
Their great-grandpa was apparently a brave, used to kill a horse by riding it to death. That's why they called them the Kills Horse family. But now, I guess it should be updated, because now we don't have too many more horses. We drive cars.
Yeah, should update it to the Rex cars.
That's right, the Rex cars.
Next time we see them.
Yeah, in the hospital. That's usually where we see them.
Go, hey, Luther and Lemon Rex cars. How you doing, boys?
That's right. They crashed into the willow tree down by the creek bed night before Thanksgiving, and we went down there to get them, and we saw you lying there in the back seat with wine all over your legs.
It was all over your blue jeans, the wine.
And we said, what's this little blonde kid doing on the Pine Ridge Res with the Kills Horse boys?
That's right. Said, what they doing? So we took Gap to the barn. They mumbled something about how they saved your life because you were out there hitching in the cold.
That's true. They did save his life, but then they almost lost it again.
Yeah, so we put the three of you to sleep in the barn. They woke up for Thanksgiving, but you kept sleeping right through, so when people came, we moved you here to the trailer.
That's right. You're at the right place. This here's the Indian Cafe. There ain't anybody else around here for 26 miles. Smokey, get away from that rusted engine. You're gonna cut yourself again. That dog.
Oh, much obliged. How long did you say I was asleep?
Oh, I'd say about 4 or 5. How long do you figure, Rupert?
Well, figure about that, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days.
Yeah, I figure. I don't know. There were so many people, and Luther and Lamont left with them, and it was so busy, and...
Could you use a bite to eat?
Oh, most lavishly and appreciatively. I mean, that would be really, really nice. Ezekiel Christian Fry is my name.
Nellie Beestingtaker. This is Rupert Lacroix. My cousin.
Hi.
Hi there. It's a full honor.
Why don't we go into the cafe? It's just across the way. Rupert, you could get him some fry bread. I'm gonna start cooking up some meat. This is the best meat that you could get in the whole U.S. here. It's USDA certified beef. Grade A. It's the best.
Come on. It's just right here, across the way.
Hold on. Rupe, give me one of your Marlboro. We got to sprinkle some tobacco on the doorway. Okay. Now go inside. You get him some fry bread. I'm gonna get... You want some... You like honey?
Sure.
This is the best honey. You're not gonna get honey like this nowhere else. This honey's made from Badlands clover. Tukmugatukche.
That means be shit.
Utterly devastational, I'm sure.
What?
Are you of the Sioux Nation?
Lakota.
Like Dakota?
Lakota.
Multitudes of gratitude for saving my life, elder dudes.
No problem. Come over here. Sit by the stove. We got the stove lit up.
Oh, that was such a hectic Thanksgiving in Mendocino with my Aunt Joy and my Uncle Ziggy. They were just force-feeding scandalous amounts of tofu turkey to us. I can't believe just because of their anti-Republican stance, they wouldn't let us have a realistic turkey. It wasn't even cooked by them. It was, like, prepared by some woman who brought it. I was just so starving for some realistic turkey.
Let's go to sleep, Clove.
Why? So I could be haunted by that Cobain the Friendly Ghost?
No, so that I can dream about Skeeter.
Oh, yeah, him. He's raging. Do you still... Sable? Sabe? Sabe?
He's neither of this world nor the next. He waits by the shore, drawing the breath of the young and the near death. He is coming, the friendly ghost. He is singing in my ear, enough to tickle, but not yet enough to hear the tune. Soon he will enter me. He wants me to take his melody, to croon his passage past the moon's watch, over the ocean waves to the other side of Gunblast, the dissolve, the unsound that will absolve the blood spill at Puget Sound.
Whoa! Kyler! What are you doing in my room?
Clove, you spaz, you woke me up. You're standing over my bed. Is this some kind of big sister incest?
Oh, whoa, I must be sleepwalking again.
Why are you holding that tampon over my head?
Oh, whoa, it's my period.
Don't tell me about it.
Don't ask, piglet.
You're in my room. Mom, Dad, Clove's trying to rape me with her tampon.
Shh, Kyler, it's the middle of the night.
No shit. Go away.
All right, Oinker.
Good night, goat's breath.
Good night.
Night.
Well, who's that? What in the devil? Who's there? What is it? Elliot? Is that you? You frightened? No, it's not Elliot, is it?
But you are a ghost, aren't you? I thought you might have been my last husband, dear. Who are you?
Coltrane? Coltrane, the friendly ghost?
Well, I'm awfully glad you're friendly, dear, but you don't look a thing like Mr. Coltrane. I saw him play many, many times, you know, and I'd say you're awfully pale, even for a ghost, if you're John Colt.
What, dear? What's that? Coben?
Coben, the friendly. Kurt Coben.
Well, hello. What can I do for you, dear? Ballsack, up! Up on the quilt.
Yeah, stop barking. It's only a ghost come for some company. What time is it? 4:30. Well, I hope it's important. Coben, you can sit there at the end of the bed with the poodle if you like. I'm not squeamish about phantoms. Good Christ, I'm almost one myself. Perfectly all right.
Come on, sit down, would you? Frankly, you're making me uncomfortable as hell hovering on the wall that way. What are you touching? My trumpet. No one's touched that in years.
There's no sense in trying to play it. You're a ghost. You can't play music, I don't think.
Yes, I did.
That's a secret. Only Elliot, my third husband. He's been gone 28 years. Only he knows about my trumpet blowing. You want me to give it why? You need to write a last song.
Were you a musician? Jazz?
No. Oh, very good, dear. Very good. Well, I'm not sure if I've the breath left for it. Are you going? All right, well, I could play you. I've got an early Doretta Clark recording there on the phonograph. Would you, No, I can see you're very unsettled, aren't you? Melancholy, even. Well, go find your medium, then. I won't keep you. Au revoir. What's this? A kiss. Thank you, Coburn. Thank you. Balzac, come to Violet. A kiss from ghostly lips. Imagine that. Suppose it had been Mr. Coltrane. Now, wouldn't that have been something grand?